Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of a new album by the DBs. The group, led by singer-songwriter-guitarist Peter Holsapple and Chris Stamey, hasn't made an album with the original DBs lineup in 30 years. But Ken says the new collection, called Falling Off the Sky, brushes aside decades and nostalgia to create a vital sound for today. When you're standing on the first step of the bus and you're asking yourself, what are you doing this for? And you hand the man the ticket, find a place to sit, try to rest in the night, heading north. And you settle in your seat, and your mind starts drifting to what it is you may be running from. Better wake up, wake up, wake up. That time is gone.
If there was any doubt that the DBs have any use for being considered through the haze of memory, or limited to the misty fondness from fans who remember them from the early 80s, the blast that opens their new album, a song called That Time Is Gone, could not be more explicit. Group leaders Peter Holsapple and Chris Stamey, along with drummer Will Rigby and bassist Gene Holder, are taking back their sound after 30 years, sprucing it up and re-exploding it for the days we live in now. Right. That's Right Back, a rare DBs song from Will Rigby, and at first you think the detail that's going to date his tale of romantic epistolary correspondence is the notion of writing a letter. But Rigby slyly refers to having his email cached and still manages to retain the nice slight pun of writing back and coming right back built into that lovely piece of jangling pop. The DBs, if they can be said to have a uniting theme in their music over the years, return again and again to the tricks lovers play on each other. The vehement desire for truth and earnestness instead of coyness or the tiresome playing hard to get. You can hear it ring out on Chris Stamey's Send Me Something Real. As if composing an answer record to his comrade, Peter Holsapple immediately follows up that song with an even sharper sentiment on World to Cry. As the guitars careen and crash into the drums, the lyric excoriates a woman whom the narrator thinks trades too often on lies and tears to get her way. You think you're the one who taught the world to cry, he sings sneerily. Cry, cry, cry till you're misunderstood, he jeers. A nice turn of phrase about the way we, men and women, use a defensive emotionalism to deflect the substance of what's being claimed or asserted to deceive. You think you know it all, but what do you know? You think you love someone, but where did it go? You learn to trust yourself, but not for long. You think you're the one that wrote the very last love song. You try to catch yourself. Yourself when you're up against the wall. It was so easy when we knew how to fly. The voices of Holsapple and Stamey sound very strong. They've aged in a way that retains the youthful, adenoidal plaintiveness that gives airy power pop some poignance. At the same time, these are older men whose sense of pride in craft, of cranking it out with skill, remains, if anything, even more proud. They're no longer living in a post-Beatles world in which a four-piece band is the essence of pop music. That time is gone, as they say at the very start of the album, and they spend the rest of the album proving it.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the new album from the DBs called Falling Off the Sky.